Hi, this is Kate Rigby and I go to Sacred Heart Primary School and I'm in grade 3. This afternoon on City Park Radio, I'm going to be talking to you about our Sacred Heart School Fair. Every year at Sacred Heart, we have a school fair. This year, our school fair was in first term on the 20th of March. We had lots of exciting rides, interesting stalls and fun with our friends. We had a G-Whizzer, a huge jumping castle slide, a photo booth, craft and cake stalls, a lucky dip, face painting and more. There was also a stall with fair bags for girls and boys. We also had a treasure chest. The students would buy a key and on the day of the fair we would try and see if our key was the one that opened the lock on the chest. Inside the chest there were lots of gift vouchers, teddies and lollies. Everyone loved everything. We all knew it was one of the best fairs that we'd had at Sacred Heart ever. Every single one of us enjoyed our school fair this year. Now we are so excited, we just can't wait for the Sacred Heart School Fair in 2016.
Hi, my name is Summer Alexander and I'm in grade 3 Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School. And I'm going to tell you about my school teachers and class. In the last few years, these are the teachers that have taught me up to grade 3. In prep, Mrs. Reed, grade 1, Mr. Crawford, grade 2, Mrs. Reed again, and this year, grade 3, Mr. Hood. I have had 2 men and 2 women as teachers. My teachers are great at teaching because they keep me interested in each subject. For example, in science, they do awesome experiments which keep me watching to see what happens. Every teacher that I have had are very caring towards their students. The things I love to do in class are science, maths and history, playing with my friends and having fun. Science is fun because you do fun things like mix bicarb soda with vinegar in a tin and watch the lid blow off. In maths, we work out some maths problems in fun ways like make 3D shapes with a 3D printer. For history, we learnt about the past by going on an excursion to Duck Reach to learn about the power station. Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School is great because you have fun learning and make awesome friends.
Hey guys, I'm William Andrews and today on City Park Radio, I'm going to talk about Sacred Heart's Got Talent. It is an annual event and grade 1 to grade 6 do acts on stage like singing, dancing and playing the piano and guitar. And one of the most rare acts is whipcracking. The 6 acts were Stella Tyson sang a song by Taylor Swift. Lucy recited her own poem. She was from grade 2. Grade 3 was me, William Andrews. I did whipcracking. Grade 4 was Sierra. She sang the song You Belong to Me. Ava Dowd and Haley did a play. Grade 6, Harrison Mills and Ripley Martin did a music comedy. When I did whipcracking for my Sacred Heart's Got Talent, I had the song Rawhide playing. It was really cool. Everyone thought my act was cool. I won a bag of chocolates and I shared them with some of my friends.
I'm Owen Miller, grade 3 Sacred Heart, and at Sacred Heart we have a band and strings program. In strings, you get a choice of instruments, violin or a cello. You get lessons on Thursday from 10 till 11, and in band, you get to pick from trumpets, trombone, saxophone, flute, clarinet and percussion. Lessons are on Thursday from 1:30 to 2:30. My favourite string on my violin is C, which is 3 fingers on open G. An open string are the 4 strings you can see on the violin. Open G is the lowest string. The musical alphabet only goes till G, so use the notes A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then repeat them. The open strings on a violin are E, A, D, G. E is the highest, so you should have a pretty good idea of what the open strings sound like.
Thank you. This is Taylor Swift singing The Lucky One, and you're listening to City Park Radio.
My name is Max Simons and I go to Sacred Heart School. I am in grade 3 and I'm going to talk about extension class. In maths and extension class we are taught by Ms. Lang. We learn a lot of new things that we don't learn in the normal class. In extension maths we have been learning about angles, kilograms and grams, shapes, kilometres and metres, problem solving, addition, subtraction and multiplication. In maths extension class we have different groups but some people are in both classes. We are very lucky to be in this class because only a dozen students from grade 3 are chosen to be in the maths and extension English group. Also, we do extension class for most of the day. English class is in the morning and maths class is in the afternoon. In English class, we sometimes do 3-minute warm-up challenges. The activity for the warm-up is we have to write a story as fast as we can and we also do some persuasive writing. Extension class is really good for us to improve our English and maths because we do more challenging things and it's really fun. And now we'll go over to Max Roney to talk about PE.
Thanks, Max. We played football for the first half of Term 1, which was really fun because football is my favourite sport. We practiced handballing, kicking, bouncing and kicking goals. My favourite drills was when we got a handball from Mr. Anderson, our PE teacher, and then we took a bounce, then kick a goal. The other drill is handballing and kicking to each other. Also, the keepings off drill, where we handball the ball to each other while there are two others trying to get the ball. The next half of the term, we did soccer. The drills we did was practicing stopping the ball with the side of our shoe, doing nice soft passes to each other, and a game where you have to get a soccer ball with your foot and then you bring it back to your group, and when all the balls in the middle are gone, you can steal them from other groups. When time is up, the group with the most balls can get 4 points. Second place gets 3 points. Third place gets 2 points. Fourth place gets 1 point. And your group can get an extra point from sitting down in a nice straight line. For the first half of the second term, we did rounders and running. Rounders is like baseball, but with a little bat, and you have one on each plate. Every time we played, I got a home run. For the running, we did the beep test in term one, and Mr. Anderson had to stop me so the girls could have a go. And he stopped me at 9.1. We had cross-country training, which was in PE time, where we ran around the school and tried to do as much laps in 5 minutes. In the cross-country, I came first, and out of the state cross-country, I came second. Also in the inter-schools, I came first. For the second half of term two, which is what we did on Monday, was netball. We played 2 games of netball. For the first game, 3 boys had to go over to the girls. So Max on my left, Jet and I went over to the girls. The scores were 1-2, so Max's team won. On the second week, we played another game. This time, 4 boys had to go over. So Max, Oliver, Lucas and I went over. The scores were 2-1, so Max and Oliver's team won.
Hi, my name is Asher Lowe, and I go to Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School, and I'm in grade 3. And tonight on City Park Radio, we are going to talk about the sports carnivals. There are 4 carnivals we do, and they are the athletic carnivals, the athletics carnival, the cross country, the interschools, and the swimming carnival. I'm only going to talk about 2 today, that is the cross country and the swimming carnival. Here is some information about our cross country. For our cross country, we had to run 1.5k and we ran it at Royal Park. We also did a training session at Brickfields. It went from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Last but not least, I would like to tell you who came in the top 7 for our cross country out of the girls. Here are the results. In first place was Annalise Leaflang, and in second place was Mia Goody. Third place was Ava Jones, and in fourth place was Ruby Dawkins. Fifth place was Zoe Gillow, and sixth place was me, Asher Lowe. And last but not least, in seventh place was Sienna Drew. They were some great results, weren't they? Now Phoebe is going to talk about the swimming carnival.
I liked the swimming carnival because it was fun and everybody was supportive and cheering me through the race. Here are some strokes we did. We did breaststroke, freestyle, backstroke and butterfly. I won all my races and that's what got me into the interschools. Both carnivals were held at Riverside Swimming Pool. The races are the same at the interschools except we had to go school against school. I didn't win all those races, though. Sacred Heart came third at the interschools, which was a great result. And these are the carnivals: swimming carnivals, cross-country carnivals, and athletics carnivals. And we have the interschools and the all-schools. The swimming interschools were cold, but we still went on and did the races, even though it was pouring with rain. And we will be listening to Taylor Swift 22.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Confused and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical, oh yeah. Tonight's the night when we forget about the deadline. You want to, everything.
listening to School's Out. The kids are in control on City Park Radio.
Hello, my name is George Worsley from Sacred Heart Grade 3, and I'm going to talk about our great teachers. Our great teachers are really nice and sometimes they can be hilarious. Now my friend Noah is going to talk more about teachers than I will tell you about Sacred Heart Swimming Carnival.
Hi, I am Noah McCullough. The first thing I want to tell you is teachers. For example, my teacher, Mr. Hood, is a great teacher. He is funny and he helps us. Next, Mr. Anderson, our sports teacher. We do football, soccer and netball. Next, there is Mrs. Hegarty, the art teacher. We go do painting and drawing. We have music with Mr. Nass. He does music with us and we play games. And now we are going to George with the swimming carnivals.
Thank you, Noah. The swimming carnival is really fun. We do freestyle, backstroke and overarm. We had a time limit and was counted by grade 4. First the girls went in the pool, then the boys did. Mr. Anderson, our sports teacher, instructed us and told us what to do. The swimming carnival went really well. We came second in the carnival, which is fantastic. Now I will be talking about cross country. Cross country is when we run and get scores. My score was 27, which is pretty good because I'm a slow runner. Cross country is really cool, and we went around World Park twice. There were girls and boys. Girls went first, then boys went last. The order was grade 3, 4, 5, and 6. When we ran, we had to go through a tunnel and around the outside. We ran in a huge circle and back. Now I will be doing my poem that I did at the Princess Theatre, The Marvelous Medicine by Roald Dahl. So give me a bug and a jumping flea, give me two snails and a lizard three, and a slimy squiggler from the sea, and the poisonous sting of a bumblebee, and the juice from the fruit of the jujube tree, and the powdered bone of a wombat's knee, and 100 other things as well, each with a rather nasty smell. I'll stir them up, I'll boil them long, a mixture tough and a mixture strong, and then hey ho and down it goes, a nice big spoonful, hold your nose. Just gulp it down, have no fear, how do you like it, Granny dear? Will she go poof in a puff of smoke, start fizzing like a can of Coke? Who knows, not I, let's wait and see. I'm glad it's neither you or me. Oh Grandma, if you only knew what I have in store for you. That was my poem that I found in a book. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Montana.
And my name's Isla.
And today we are talking about what we like about religion at Sacred Heart.
We learn about Jesus. I will talk about God's creation. Day one, God created light and darkness. Day two, God created the sky and separated it from the water. Day three, God made the land with plants and trees. Day four, God made the sun and the moon and stars. Day five, God made fish that live in the sea and birds that live in the tree. Day six, God made land and animals, and most importantly, us. Day seven, God rested.
Every day we sit in a circle and somebody gets the candle. My favourite teacher, Mrs. Simons, lights it, and she gets the Bible and reads a parable. At the end of it, my favourite subject we talked about is miracles. And we also learning about being Beatitudes. This week, we are being compassionate. On St. Patrick's Day, we watched a video. Then we got a green pencil and wrote down the story of it. On Easter, we had a test if we knew Palm Sunday, Good Friday and Holy Thursday. And on Wednesday, the 1st of July, we learned about Zacchaeus. We learned that he was a bad man and stole money from the poor. So we had to put this in six parts and draw it. On the 10th of June, we wrote down what Jesus is like how kind he is. And we invited our followers, Guildford Young, Edmund Rice, Mary McKillop and Anna Nagel. In Term 1, our grade did a liturgy. It was about Jesus getting killed on the cross. Someone was Jesus, many girls and boys were disciples, and others carried symbols. That was the Last Supper. Me and Isla had to go on holiday on that last day of term, so we didn't do it. So this was Montana speaking with you, and that's what we learnt through the year so far, so have a great day.
The people at Sacred Heart are lovely and caring, always ready to give a helping hand to anyone. And I bet you if you were here, you would find a friend in seconds. The teachers aren't grouchy nor mean. They're sure to give you a good mark. Disabled or not, you're always welcome here. Plus, our principal has got to be the best principal. We also have a great program for people that normal class is too easy. It is called Extension English and Maths. Bronwyn teaches that group. I'm in grade 3 and having a great time.
Hello, I'm Thomas Monnell and I'm here today to tell you about Sacred Heart's favourite sport, which is soccer. So without further ado, I'm going to tell you about the most popular soccer stars who are Neymar Jr., Ronaldo and Tim Howard. And now I'm going to tell you about the positions, which are the left wing, right wing, striker, midfielder, defender, and wing defence, and goalkeeper. And since I've covered those things, so now I'm going to tell you the teams of the famous soccer stars. So Neymar Jr. plays for Barcelona, Tim Howard plays for the Socceroos. Next we have Ronaldo, who plays for Portugal.
Hi, I'm Oliver. I'm going to tell you some stuff I like about Sacred Heart. I like my teacher, Mrs. Simons. I like my principal, Mr. Jones. I like the art that we do. I also like going to PE and music and the iPads that we get in grade 3. I like my friends, Jesse, Tom, Seth, Spencer, Sienna, Ruby, Mackenzie, Claudia, Lily, Anaya, Sam, Charlotte, Dylan. The teachers are Mrs. Simons, Mrs. Illingworth, Mrs. Halley, Miss Wayne, Mrs. Fox, Mr. Jones, Miss Best, Mrs. Reed, Mrs. Nass, Mr. Nass, Mr. Davy, Mrs. Davy, Mrs. Johnson, Lisa, Mr. Van Ryan, Mrs. Hills, Mr. Wood, Mr. Hood, Miss Hegarty, and Mr. Clarsons.
Hi, I'm Lily.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
We are going to tell you about what we do at Sacred Heart School. The subject we are going to tell you about is geography.
This year, in geography, I have been learning about Western Australia. I learned how to draw Western Australia's flag, floral emblem, natural landmark, animal and bird emblem, and the well-known built landmark.
Our class has also been learning about New Zealand and what are their major natural features. Here's a few of them: beaches, high mountains, volcanoes, beautiful landscapes, clean environments and hot water beaches.
Now, here are some of Australia's natural landmarks: Great Barrier Reef, Uluru, Shark Bay, Pinnacles, 12 Apostles, Mackenzie Falls, Fraser Island, Kakadu and Blue Mountains. Now let's talk about Australia. Northern Territory has a tropical climate. The Northern Territory can also get tropical cyclones.
Queensland is a subtropical. Western Australia climate is desert. Queensland and New South Wales is grassland, and some parts of New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania is temperate.
New Zealand accent. The English language was established in New South
New Zealand by colonists during the 19th century. It is one of the newest native speaker varieties of the English language in existence.
A variety which has developed and became distinctive only in the last 150 years.
The most distinctive influences on New Zealand English have come from Australian English, English in Southern England, and Irish English.
We hope you enjoyed our presentation and hope you learnt more about New Zealand culture.
Hi, I'm Claudia from Sacred Heart Catholic Primary School, and you've been listening to Schools Out on the City Park Radio. Thanks for listening.
News, sport and weather brought to you by Tub Drop Automotive, Cambridge Street, West Launceston, 63444222, a sponsor of City Park Radio.
Hello, I'm Eugene Stone Marks. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has continued to hit